Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Yeah, we're back. And we're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. Here till 5 a.m. Right now we want to welcome our good friend Barry Levinson, who is the founder and curator of the National Mustard Museum in Middleton, Wisconsin. Saturday, the 5th, is the 27th annual National Mustard Day celebration. And you can check out mustardmuseum.com for more information. And we always have Barry on to talk about the festivities that take place on National Mustard Day. And we want to welcome Barry back to the show. Barry, welcome back.
Nick, how is my favorite mustard-loving radio star?
I'm great, man. Very excited. You must be very excited for National Mustard Day.
It is. This year is just going to rock. It's different this year. We're doing things that we've never done before. It's going to be wild.
Well, you know, let's give everybody a little background history. Now, everybody knows about the Mustard Museum and how you created it and everything, and it's just fantastic. But tell everybody about how National Mustard Day started.
Well, National Mustard Day actually started back in 1991 after I started collecting mustards. And I got a call from it was something called Chase's Annual Events. You know, people in radio, I think, are familiar with it.
Yeah.
It's kind of the Bible of what's going on in the world today. Whose birthday was it? Or, you know, what celebrations? And they said, how would you like to take over sponsorship of National Mustard Day? We have it there, but nobody's doing anything with it. I said, why me? They said, well, we called someone at Plaquemines and said, do you want to do it? And they said, you know, there's this guy who's got a mustard museum. You should talk to him. So really, it's thank you, Plaquemines, for tipping them off, and we have just run with it. You know, I think the first time was maybe 50 or 100 people. We are expecting probably 6,000 or 7,000 this year.
That's amazing.
Yeah, all on the streets outside the Mustard Museum and inside the Mustard Museum in Middleton, Wisconsin, which is not that far. It's an easy drive from Chicago. So everyone, come on up there. There's live music, you know, and, you know, this year, Vienna beef hot dogs.
Mm.
Yeah. Thank you, Vienna Beef, for donating 3,000 great quality hot dogs and being the official hot dog of National Mustard Day.
That's fantastic. Yeah, yeah. Vienna Beef. We're very familiar with Vienna Beef here in Chicago, Barry.
Oh, of course you are. I know that. You know. And, you know, you cannot eat, well, you could eat a hot dog without a bun, but I don't think it's fun. So we've also got 3,000 buns from S. Rosen.
Oh, yeah. another company that we're very familiar with here in Chicago.
Of course. So, you know, one thing people are going to say, well, are these going to be authentic Chicago dogs? And the answer is no, not quite.
Mm-hmm.
We're not steaming the buns, and we are grilling the dogs, which is okay with both S. Rosen and Vienna Beef.
Yeah, no,
and
no, no.
Look, you got to bring your own neon green relish. Bring your own sport peppers. Bring your own celery salt. But do not bring your own ketchup.
Right. Well, we all know that, Barry.
It just doesn't.
You know, I've said it before. If you're over the age of 6 and you put ketchup on your hot dog, you should go directly to jail.
Exactly. It was Dirty Harry who, in the movie Sudden Impact, says nobody puts ketchup on a hot dog.
That's exactly right.
That's true.
So National Mustard Day, it's this Saturday, the 5th, in Middleton, Wisconsin, and it's rain or shine. And now this is, you guys have a non-for-profit. You guys are partnered with No More Kids with Cancer.
Yeah, it's a great organization. They have come up with something called the Mustard Challenge, and we are going to have the world's biggest mustard challenge at 1 o'clock on Mustard Day, where everybody there, I mean, at least 1,000 people, I'm sure, or more, all outside, are going to take a big spoonful of mustard as part of the Mustard Challenge and Challenge, which is similar to the Ice Bucket Challenge. Now, unlike the Ice Bucket Challenge, though, you don't have to pour it over your head.
Right.
If you want, you can be anointed with mustard. That's okay. And the reason they came up with this is the woman who came up with No More Kids with Cancer, the nonprofit organization, lost her daughter to cancer. She was a young girl, vibrant, beautiful young girl. And she discovered that the drugs used to treat pediatric cancer are going back to the 1950s, and some of them are based on the compound that was sometimes known as mustard gas, diethyl dichloride, even though it's not from mustard. So she said, why don't we have a mustard challenge? So they've been doing it. You can go to mustardchallenge.com for more info. But she approached us, and we said, yeah, we'd love to do that because, God, so many of us know people who've lost children to cancer.
Of course, yeah.
And, you know, it's sad that there is so little money going to pediatric cancer research.
Yeah.
Severely underfunded. So not only are we doing it there so people can, you know, we'll be able to donate there as well, but French's, which is a major sponsor of Mustard Day and the Mustard Museum, is matching it, and also Stand Up to Cancer will be matching donations up through, I think, the 7th or 9th of August.
Wow.
So it's a way to really make a difference. We're going to have actually some cancer researchers here as well. There's someone that we met who is a cancer researcher at the University of Wisconsin. He's going to be bringing his friends because, this is their funding is at stake here, and they're doing really important work.
Right. So people should check out mustardchallenge.com.
Yeah, do it. I mean, it's just going to be a fun time for everyone. It's also our major fundraiser. You know, the museum is a nonprofit. We got nearly 6,000 mustards. We don't charge admission, but when you come there, it's just fun,
mm-hmm.
and so it's just one of those things. We got live music. There's games for kids of all ages, backed by popular demand. Chocolate, cherry, mustard, custard by Culver's.
Right. Now, you talked about this in the past. Tell everybody about it.
Well, Culver's, and I think most people in the Chicago area are familiar with Culver's. It actually started just north of us up in Sauk City, Wisconsin, and they have really grown. And they have been working with us over the last, 10, 15 years, coming up with a new flavor of mustard custard every year.
Yeah.
This year, though, because they sold out so fast of chocolate cherry mustard custard, they're making it again. And, you know, we expect they're going to sell out again.
Wow.
It's funky. It is. But it's like great chocolate cherry custard with a kick.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. It sounds good. Also, some of the other food that you guys are going to have, you're going to have hot soft pretzels with mustard.
Yep.
And Middleton Barbecue is going to bring pulled pork.
Yeah. Now, what do you think should go on a pulled pork sandwich? Obviously, some kind of mustard. But real barbecue aficionados are going to squirt on South Carolina mustard-based barbecue sauce or mustard sauce.
Mm.
And we have a guy from South Carolina who makes a killer sauce. And he's going to be there, and you may have heard of him.
Yeah.
Storman Gorman Thomas.
He was there last year, too, wasn't he?
Yeah, and he's got, I mean, last year, the lines to see him, because he is a character. Yeah, I mean, he played for the Brewers, and he also played for the Indians. He played for Seattle in his career. He led the American League in home runs in 1979 and in 1982, and he is a total goofball. He's
yeah.
a character. He's funny. He's charming. He is really something. He lives in the Milwaukee area because he loves Milwaukee. When he was playing for the Brewers, what he loved to do was, you know, they have tailgating is like an art form in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And when it was County Stadium, it still was, he would go early on games and go tailgating with the crowd. And, you know, he would have breakfast. And then after the game, he would go out and tailgate because they would be tailgating afterwards. He loved that. He
yeah.
thought that was the coolest thing.
Yeah.
And he said that one of the worst days of his life is when he got traded from Milwaukee, and he just cried.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he got traded to the Indians. When he came back to play a game against Milwaukee, he said he's never been so nervous. And, of course, the crowds, the stadium was packed to see him return because
yeah.
they love him.
Yeah.
And he's going to be there.
He'll be there from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at his tasting tent. And you can try some of the barbecue. You can try some of that pulled pork with his Storman sauce.
Yeah, and he'll autograph jars of it for you, too.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
and
it's great. You
a
know,
bunch
you
of mustard,
really see
mustard games, including the mustard pitch.
Yep.
And all kinds of, let's see, the Plockman's spinning wheel of mustard fortune.
Yeah, Plockman's going to be there. And, of course, you know, people say, well, what kind of mustard do you want on your hot dog? Well, if it's a Chicago dog or, like, the first hot dog I eat when I go to a ballpark.
Yeah.
It's got to be yellow mustard.
Yeah, sure.
I hold it up. You know, I look at the blue sky. I look at the green grass, the brown base patch. There's nothing like that gleaming yellow sauce. And I'm always like, what do I have? Do I want French's? And I love French's because I grew up with that. I love Plaquemines. You know, that's a super mustard. They've won lots of medals for their mustard.
Yeah.
And they're both sponsors and supporters of the Mustard Museum. So I guess that means I have to have two hot dogs.
Well, they're both.
I bring mustard to the ballpark with me.
Well, they're both classic yellow mustards.
They are. They are. You know, and a lot of people ask me, say, oh, come on, yellow mustard. You don't eat that stuff. Are you kidding? I love yellow.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. If we didn't have yellow mustard and someone invented it, some chef, it would be the rage.
Yeah, no question about it. Hey, I got to ask you, Barry. The Heinz Corporation pulled a fast one here in Chicago a couple of weeks ago. Did you see this publicity stunt they did with Chicago dog sauce?
Yeah, I saw that. It's like, a rat by any other name would still be as, well, whatever.
Yeah,
that was...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Chicago people especially, I think Chicago people can see through that.
Yeah.
You know, I can't believe it.
No, you know, and I mean, we, many of us here in Chicago took that personally. Like, what is that? The other thing I couldn't believe was like the people that they actually duped, like they described... You know, the Heinz people described what the Chicago dog sauce was, and what they described was ketchup. Like, those were the ingredients in ketchup.
I know. It was like, you know, who came up with that? You know, I think I know who came up with the idea, and he's already out of a job. Anthony Scaramucci.
That's what got him out in 10 days. There you go.
Yeah, that would get him. You're out.
Yeah. And by the way, people want, you know, all of these events that are happening, all the games and the live music, and you've got to have the Poop on You accordion band there to play the Mustard Day Overture to kick off the day. And Storm and Gorman is going to be there. All this great stuff is happening, but the Mustard Museum is also open, so people can go in and check out the Mustard Museum, correct?
Yeah, all the artwork. I mean, we got some funky artwork there by the masters. You know, we have a Da Vinci, sort of. We have a Salvador Dali, sort of.
Uh-huh.
We have a Diego Velazquez. You know, we've got a Botticelli, sort of.
Uh-huh.
They all have mustard themes, so you can imagine what they are. I mean, I had a professor of art history last week come in, and he was just on his side laughing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he thought they were so cool that if you appreciate art, you know, real art history, you're going to get a kick out of this. Plus, you know, we've got about 450 antique mustard tins from all over the world. We've got mustards from, I was going to say 80 different countries, but I just picked up my son, came back. He and his wife just came back from their honeymoon from St. Martin, and he said he got me a mustard. He hasn't given it to me yet. It's in a suitcase, so I got to, you know.
You got to get it from him. That's
great. We've got nearly 6,000 mustards on display. There's fun stuff to do in the museum. There's coloring for kids. This is a museum that's got a sense of humor.
Yeah. So well, it's going to be a big day, as it is every year. August 5th, rain or shine. And, you know, according to at least the Chicago area, it's going to be mild. It's going to be nice in the mid to upper 70s.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
Yeah.
We need perfect weather.
Yeah.
You know, I think the condiment gods will look kindly on us, as they always do.
Yes.
I can't remember when we had a really – the only time we had really bad rain was we invited – the local weather forecaster to be a guest.
Well, that'll do it every time, Barry.
Did it, you know, and he sat in his weather tracker mobile saying, "Oh, it looks like the clouds are moving out. It should be." It never did.
Yeah.
He never left because if he left his vehicle, I think he was going to get stoned.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's going to be a great day. National Mustard Day is this Saturday, August 5th in Middleton. Go there. Check out Mustard Museum for more information. Also, you can help out No More Kids with Cancer by participating in the world's biggest mustard challenge, which is happening there at 1 p.m. But you can also go to mustardchallenge.com for more info and to help out and meet Storm and Gorman and all the other great stuff that's happening. Barry, always a pleasure. And every year it's more and more elaborate and more fun. And I'm happy for you.
And Nick, one of these days we're going to get you here for Mustard Day.
I really want to come out. It just happens to coincide with every year. It coincides with this convention that I'm a host of. So.
I know that. So otherwise, you just come come on up anytime.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it, Barry. Have a great weekend, okay?
All right. Hasta la mustard.
Okay, buddy. There you go. Barry Levinson, the founder, curator of the National Mustard Museum in Middleton, Wisconsin, a great place. The 27th annual National Mustard Day is this Saturday, August 5th. Check out mustardmuseum.com for all the details, all the activities, and all the cool stuff. And go up there and have some fun this Saturday. All right. We'll take a break here on 720 WGN.